Chapter 13. Our Life Together. The next morning, Friday and I ate breakfast together. Then I gave him a jacket, some trousers and a cap, and we went hunting. When I fired my gun at a bird, Friday jumped. Then he looked at the dead bird and at himself. He was very frightened. "I didn't shoot you, Friday. I won't hurt you," I explained. "Here, you hold the gun." Friday moved away from me. "No, no," he said, and shook his head. "No" was the first word he said in English. I cooked the bird and we ate it. Afterwards, Friday put his hand on his stomach and smiled. The next day, I showed him how to make bread. Soon he made excellent bread. He was also a great help to me with all my other work. Eventually, he learned how to use a gun, too. After 22 years on my own, it was good to have a companion. He was a very good student of English, and soon we had long conversations. Friday spoke very simply and made mistakes, but I understood him well. "Why did those cannibals want to kill you?" I finally asked him one day.
"My people lost a fight. Other people won."
"Who are your people, Friday?" I asked.
"Karib,"
he answered, smiling. "Do your people live on an island like this island?" I asked.
"No, my people live on the big land near the sea," he said. "Other people live there, too. Other Karib live on islands in the big sea."
"Do your people eat men?" I asked.
"Yes, but we only eat men who lose fights,"
Friday explained carefully. He knew I didn't like cannibalism. He never talked about going home. When I asked him about his house, he only said,
"You saved my life. I must stay with you."
Luckily, we saw no more cannibals.
"They come to this island only when strong waves bring them here," Friday explained to me.
We didn't work all the time. We also went on long walks together, and we talked a lot. I told Friday stories about England and my voyages. He told me about his land. I wasn't lonely anymore. The best years on the island were the ones with Friday.